Hey everyone, this is Terry, and you're listening to episode 226.
Welcome to TerryWilson3.com.
Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you wanna be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Christopher B. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to my podcast at TerryWilson3.com. Thank you so much for checking us out. Just coming off a huge webinar last night where we gave away a digital mixing console, and we gave some value to people to show them how they truly can take their money, their business, their income, their life, everything they touch and do, they can take it to the next level if they're just willing to take and grab a hold of the tools, the technology, and the training that they need to be able to do so. You are worth more. And that's why I wrote a book called You Are Worth More, because I truly believe every single person has a divine thing put inside them of greatness, that they truly can do whatever they want to do in life, go as far as they want in life, if they will just be disciplined enough to go after it and be determined enough to not let people discourage them and not allow themselves to become discouraged. And so if you would like to pick up that book for free, you can go to TerryWilson3.com/worthmore and pick that up, and I'll email that right out to you, the first four chapters, free of charge. One of the things that we offer at our website at TerryWilson3.com is a tool called a voice broadcast dialer. This is where you record a message and then it's broadcast out to a list of people. Now, there are good ways to use this. There are bad ways to use this. There are legal ways to use this, and there are illegal ways to use this. But in talking to especially folks in the real estate, insurance, and professional markets, mortgage lending, these are people that are constantly needing, looking, wanting, desiring a way to get in front of more people that need, want, and desire their products, goods, and services. And so it's a very effective tool. As a matter of fact, I've sold hundreds of thousands of close to millions of dollars, really. Well, what am I talking about is if you're talking about the annualized premiums, millions of dollars worth of insurance simply by using this one tool. But I used it the right way. I used it in a very effective way. I used it a legal way, an ethical way, in a way that gave value and didn't pester. And a lot of times when I'm talking to agents, salespeople, this is one tool of many that we offer. And inevitably, someone has had an experience with something, and then you occasionally will hear, well, I've tried that and it don't work. Well, it does work. Tools, it's a tool. It's like saying a hammer doesn't work. So I'm always sort of perplexed by how easy people will put the blame on the tool rather than on the strategy. You see, one of the things I'll tell new people that are onboarding with us, listen, we're a hardware store. That's all we are. We sell you tools and we sell you schematics on how to build whatever house you want and what tools to use. But you have to effectively use them. And blaming it on the tool is just going in circles. You go nowhere. You'll never advance. I was talking to someone one time about coming on board as an insurance agent, and they was really excited about it because I really felt like they had the temperament, the personality, the skill sets, the determination to be in more of an entrepreneurial business like insurance. I'm not in that anymore, but this was years ago. They went back and was really excited and was sharing with their family, and one of the family members said, "That's a gimmick, that's a game, it's a scam, it doesn't work, you'll starve to death." And they became very discouraged. And they still did it, but they still had that in the back of their mind. And every single time there was an obstacle in front of them, all of a sudden that negativity, that just trying to pull the person down, it started resonating with them more and more. And see, it's human nature to try to justify failure. It's human nature to try to say, well, I'm just looking for a reason why this won't work so I can check it off my list and say, done there, been there, done that, tried it, and walk away. If you're in that mindset, now listen, if you know the old adage, if you're in a deep hole, stop digging. There are times where you have to say, hey, this just doesn't work. And it's not that this doesn't work. It doesn't work for me. That's a totally different statement. But there are some things in business and in life, these tools that don't write them off saying, hey, it doesn't work just because you've tried it and it didn't work. Did you do well riding a bicycle the first time? Did you just automatically jump in a car and start driving it well the first day? Most people don't. Some people do, but a lot of people don't. The majority of people, it takes time, it takes practice, it takes learning the right ways and the right strategies. And so what I wanted to show you today is a prime example of what not to do. See, I get these calls all day long. This ended up on my cell phone just this morning when I was getting together what was I going to talk about today in today's podcast. And I got this voicemail, and this is what it sounded like.
Agent for a short time. We have a portfolio of A-rated.
Now, let me say, but you know, I just clicked the start. I haven't edited this voicemail at all. This is exactly what I heard on my voicemail. So don't think I cut anything off the front and you're hearing exactly what I heard.
Agent for a short time. We have a portfolio of A-rated carriers, and we'll help you identify your most productive sales concept, create and manage your social media presence, give you access to consumer-ready YouTube videos, and we'll even provide you with your own certified business coach to help you create a blueprint for your business. We're looking to work with a few more agents. If you'd be interested in hearing more, please press 1 now. To be removed from our list, please press 2 now.
Now, that went to my voicemail. He's asking me to press a button on my voicemail. So there are some obvious problems right at the beginning, but let's start at the top and let's just break it down why this particular campaign will not work. And I'm sure he probably spent a few $100s on this, and I would be shocked if he got more than 0.5% response. I'd be shocked.
Agent for a short time.
The message started right in the middle of the first sentence. He probably said something like, hi, this is so-and-so. I've been an agent for a short time, but I don't hear that. So if I'm hearing this for the first time, and it's a dead giveaway that it's a voice broadcast when it's cut off right in the middle. To do voice broadcasting effectively, first and foremost, you have to have a delay on the front end of your message. It needs to hit record, wait about a second and a half, and because you need to give the person time, if it's going to a live answer, you need to give them time to say hello. Or your software needs to be able to detect that. He's probably using some very old technology that doesn't detect whether it's a voicemail or a live answer or anything like that. So he's using some outdated stuff. But number two, he doesn't have a delay. Now, I'm going off the premise that he has, and you would have using this, the rights, legal rights to be able to call. Now, because I am a business person and I'm in the insurance world, at least have been, and I've got a number, he is fine. I can't complain for him doing that. I can, but it won't go nowhere. And here's the reason why. At one time, my number there that he dialed was listed as an insurance agent's number, and I had published it, in advertisements and different things that, hey, if you need a quote on this, that, or the other, call me, here's my number. As soon as I started using this right here for business and listing it as for business, then I no longer say, hey, I'm on the do not call list. That don't exist for business. You're either opening it up saying, call me for anything to do with this particular type of business, whether to buy or sell, because it cuts both ways, or you're not. And so I a lot of times I'll hear business people complain to me, hey, I'm getting all these robocalls and these dials on my cell phone. I says, well, is that cell phone number listed, or is there a number listed that redirects that cell phone as a business? Because if there is, you've got to do away with that number and list another number. You can't have a business number saying, hey, I'm open for business, and then complain when people, even though they called you with a voice broadcaster or a robo dialer, it just doesn't work that way. So we're going off the premise he has the rights to call me. So he calls me and he doesn't put a delay, or he doesn't have the software to put a delay. So number one, that's a dead giveaway. I'm hanging up. So if he gets people that are live, they're hanging up because it is totally, totally a dead giveaway, and no one wants to sit there and talk to recording. Number two, the number one thing you have to do really in all business aspects, online presence, your branding, social media. But more, the most important time, this is key, is when you're talking about voice broadcasting. You have to have immediate rapport and authority. His voice broadcast
agent for a short time. We have a portfolio of A-rated carriers, and we'll help you identify your most productive sales concept.
He's trying to build some authority right there with me that, hey, I've got all these A-rated carriers, but it's so generic, it's so general, it's so, to me, does not resonate. It does not build authority with me at all. And because it's such a general message, there's no rapport there. The way he should have done this is, number one, put the delay up so that I get the full sentence. Number two, he should have said something like this. Hi, this is Terry. I was calling on agents here in Greenville today because I have a special contract with fill in the blank that I think you need to be aware of. Okay, he's calling people. Okay, I'm an insurance agent. I'm in this area. So immediate rapport. And then he says, I've got a special contract with, let's say, for instance, in this example, a Blue Cross and Blue Shield that will help you with your commission levels. I mean, now you would have to clean it up, but I'm just in this example. Hi, this is Terry. I'm calling on insurance agents here in Greenville because I have an extra commission level I can give you with your Blue Cross Blue Shield contracting if you're interested. Okay, what insurance agent, what person that is not in that market don't immediately their ears perk up? Okay, so that's instant rapport and authority. I'm listening. There's a delay there, so I don't know it's a recording. There's instant rapport and authority. And then number three, the third thing you have to do to be effective in voice broadcasting, just using this as an example, is your campaign type. Listen to this again.
Agent for a short time. We have a portfolio of A-rated carriers.
That doesn't work.
We'll help you identify your most productive sales concept.
Doesn't
work. Manage your social media presence. Give you access to consumer-ready YouTube videos.
Off topic.
And we'll even provide you with your own certified business coach to help you
selling other services
for your business. We're looking to work with a few more agents. If you'd be interested in hearing more, please.
No one's ever interested. No one's ever interested in buying anything. So call to action's weak. But number three. So number one, the delay doesn't have. Number two, rapport and authority, there is none. Number three, the campaign type. He is doing a voice broadcast to both live and voicemail, and he should not be doing that. See, if you're going to voicemail, there's no way I can press one. There is absolutely no way I can get a hold of that guy. If for whatever reason I fell and hit my head and decide, hey, I really like what you said, which that's what it would take. And I'm not picking on this guy. I don't even know this guy. I'm just trying to help you not make the same mistakes as this one. If I wanted to respond, notice he said, press one. If I want to engage him, press two. If I want to be put on the do not call list. I can't do either because it went to my voicemail. His campaign type, he has got a live campaign prompt going to voicemail. That doesn't work. If you're going to go to both voicemail and live calls, which is what he's got his set to, then the call to action needs to basically say this, and that's number four, your call to action. Your call to action needs to match your campaign type. So what should have happened was you need to go to www. And then fill in the blank and go to a landing page there. Because on my voicemail, I can't press one. And you can send both live answers and voicemails to a landing page. So that's the other thing. And people feel real weird about these press one campaigns. They've got a negative thing. And so by just saying a website, they also feel like it's legitimate. Because here's the thing. When you do a press one campaign, in the mindset of a lot of people, I don't know where that call is being transferred to. I don't know if you are who you say you are, but if you're giving up enough information to give me a website, that lets me do a little bit of background check on you to verify you are who you say you are. I can and Google it, see what comments, and then if I feel comfortable, I can then move forward. So if you're going to do a both live and to voicemail type campaign, your call to action needs to be go to a landing page. So for instance, if I was doing this, and I was calling on insurance reps like he is doing, trying to recruit them into my business, it would be more like go to the TerryWilsonAgency.com. That's the TerryWilsonAgency.com right now. I would have had it branded under my agency. I would have had it branded under that campaign type. I would have combined the two so it's memorable. So when I'm caught in them, you know, it flows. The whole message flows. Hi, this is Terry Wilson. I'm calling on agents here in Greenville to show them how they can up their commission level with Blue Cross Blue Shield. I think you need to see this information. If you want to bump in your commission, go to the TerryWilsonAgency.com. That's the TerryWilsonAgency.com. Thanks and have a great day. That should have been the whole message. That's under 15 seconds. That's telling you what I offer, why you should respond, and where to go. Boom, in and out. The way this happened, hi, and then he starts selling all of these other things, and we can do this, and we can do this. And this goes to the principle of marketing versus selling. He's trying to sell me in a marketing piece, and you never sell anyone. Marketing is being compelling and mysterious and having a real time-sensitive call to action or some way of reasoning that they would want to act now. So that's the whole thing. If I really wanted to really amp that message up I just gave you, I'd really said something like, we have special contracting available right now, but we can only bring on another 3 agents at this special contract level, commission level. So then I'm like, well, I want to get in and see this. If there's an extra 5-10 points on the table, and then we would flesh that out, what that meant and how they could get that extra bonus and blah, blah, blah. So I would have had a business plan behind the call to action to be able to fulfill what I'm saying, of course, but that's marketing. He's trying to sell and he will never do anything. A good voice broadcast message will yield 1.5 to 2.5%. That means that if he's dialing 1,000 people, he's going to get 15 to 25 people responding. If you buy our dial system through our website on the retail side, you're going to pay $120 business to business, $115 business to business. That includes your list and the dial. So if you do it right, you're spending $115, let's say, to dial 1,000 people. And if you got the compelling message, if you got a real reason why people should talk to you and you do it the way we show you, you're going to get 15 to 25 leads for that money invested. Okay. If you're a member of TerryWilson3.com, that only costs you $15 because you actually have the software and everything to do it yourself. So that's the power of voice broadcasting, but it's got to be done right. It's got to be done compelling. It's got to be done legally. It's got to be done ethically. But what he is doing there is just in the wind. I mean, it's just blowing in the wind. So this is an effective tool. Just like anything else in life, if it's done right, it works. If it's done wrong, it doesn't work. So don't let someone tell you that, hey, I've tried this, I've done that, it don't work. No, it does work. You just got to do it right. If you do it right, you use the tools the way you're supposed to, it can be highly effective. And if you're a member at TerryWilson3.com, you're a plus member, and you use this tool the way we show you, and you spend $15 to get 25 leads. I mean, come on. Surely one thing, you can close 25 people on one sale, and hopefully that one sale, you're going to make more than $15. If not, come over here. I'm going to show you some other products. We can get you making $12, $15, $2,500 a pop, because that's really what you need to be doing. It's not worth spending that kind of money and time for just low-end stuff. Talk to you later. Hey, remember, if you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level. And that's why I want to give you a free copy of my new book, You Are Worth More. Go to TerryWilson3.com/worthmore now.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at terrywilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
Man, it's a great system here. This is good stuff here. I wish I found this company 10 years ago.
No, I'm just getting warmed up.